Expressing your love can look many different ways, and with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Ravens and Lamar Jackson. It is oh so complicated. Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Undisputed. I'm Jen Hale. Hello, Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. How are we today?
I had to come back to beat you down in
Steve. Really?
Yep.
You know, speaking of coming back, your man LeBron had better hurry back before your Lakers decide we don't need LeBron to hurry back.
Whatever.
Right?
Yeah, AD.
I mean, they're starting to look like they're it without LeBron.
Starting to look like what?
Like some opposite of stir fry, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Rob Pelinka, GM of the year, man.
Let me stop.
Come on, start.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, yeah. They're doing what they should do
be.
So we can have something to come back to.
That is correct.
I love it, guys. We will get to LeBron and the association in just a minute, but we got to start with this situation right now unfolding in Baltimore. Yesterday, the Ravens used the non-exclusive franchise tag on Lamar Jackson. Okay, so this means Lamar's salary is $32 million compared to the exclusive tag, which would pay $45 million. It also, and perhaps more importantly, means other teams can now negotiate with Lamar on a contract. If Lamar were to sign one of those offer sheets, the Ravens would then have 5 days to match the offer and keep Lamar. Should the Ravens decide, nah, we're not going to match that offer, the team that signs Lamar would then send two first-rounders to the Ravens in compensation for Lamar Jackson. Shannon, what is your biggest takeaway from this situation?
Well, Skip, I think everything went according to plan. You had 2.5 years to get a long-term deal with Lamar Jackson done. And so we thought coming up to the 13th hour that that deal was going to get done. And it's being reported, and I don't know how true it is, Skip, it's being reported that they're $100 million apart. $100 million apart on a couple of $100 million deal? That's a big gap. That's not 5 or 10 million. That's $100 million. So what you know, and Lamar says, well, this is what they offered. ESPN is standing by what they reported, that Lamar Jackson wanted more than Deshaun Watson, and he wanted it guaranteed. So I don't really know where to go with that, Skip, but this is what we do know. We do know that if a long-term deal was not reached, Lamar Jackson was not going to see the free agent market without that tag designation. So therefore, he's not free. If you want to know what Lamar Jackson, and Skip, I get it. There are several teams that show they're disinterested in Lamar Jackson. Those five teams are also disinterested in winning. Carolina, Atlanta.
Bingo. I agree.
So that's where I'm going to go with that one, Skip.
Thank you.
But if you want to know what Lamar Jackson, if somebody's really interested, tell the Ravens to take that tag off him and see. It's not the same as Derek Carr. Derek Carr is what we call a true free agent. He had no designation. I don't have to give up any compensation if I sign him. So in other words, Skip, you're going to have to give Lamar Jackson roughly, I think he wants somewhere around $200 million guaranteed. And you're going to have to give up this year's first-round pick and next year's first-round pick. When you sign Derek Carr, you have to give up no compensation. So this is not an apples-to-apples situation. So I'm not surprised that this is the course that the Baltimore Ravens took. Also, Skip, look, we got to stuff. So what are we picking and choosing? We pick and choose what we believe when teams leak certain things. Well, we're not interested. Well, I don't know if that's true or not. Well, this is true. It's got to be true because the team said it. We've seen teams said we have no interest in said player, sign said player.
Yeah.
We have no, we're not going to release this player. He's been so good to us. And what did they do? Release said player. So I'm not taking anything at face value. Teams don't normally reveal their hands unless you're the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones is going to tell you exactly what he's thinking, what he's doing.
That is correct.
He'll turn around and go out and absolutely do it. The contract. I still believe, Skip, he wants roughly what Deshaun Watson got, maybe more.
Maybe
because
more.
He says, I'm more accomplished than Deshaun Watson.
I agree.
And the problem that the Ravens had, Deshaun Watson, the original contract that he signed with the Houston Texans, was a very good contract. Skip, 4 years, $160 million. That's doable. But when you let Cleveland come in and they added an extra $80-plus million to that contract, mm-hmm. now you're in trouble. All these guys, and Skip, what I find it hard to believe, and maybe you do too, is that when a receiver signs contract and he sets the market, and then somebody signs, and then somebody signs, and it keeps going up a little dollar, maybe it's only $100,000. Why are they at the quarterback market? It seems like they're trying to suppress this quarterback market because nobody has approached the Deshaun Watson deal since Deshaun Watson did that deal. And there have been a lot of quarterbacks that came after that hadn't come close to that deal.
True.
But every other position, you see the money that Joey Bosa got. First it was Devon Miller.
Yeah.
And then it was Khalil Mack. Mm-hmm. And then it was Bosa. Mm-hmm. And then it was T.J. Watt. And then it was and the market just kept going. Receiver markets kept it keep going. Why is it with the quarterback market, it started here, and now it's going, You think that's an accident?
Because they all thought Jimmy Haslam lost his mind.
Yeah.
And blew the whole market, the top off the market, and they said, we're going to get it back.
Right.
I mean, could you accuse the league of colluding?
You see what you said? We go get it back.
Yeah.
We ain't got to send no memos.
Yeah.
We ain't got to send no email, because email gets you caught up, Skip. You know how many times email done got somebody caught up in something, Skip?
Yeah.
We ain't got to do none of that. You know, hey, Skip, I at the end of the day, look, Lamar Jackson's going to do what Lamar Jackson's going to do. But I just believe, Skip, he'd be better served if he had an agent, because when they start talking bad to you, they start saying bad things about you.
Yeah.
I mean, how is it going to look if you up there, you dog cussing Ozzie and Eric DaCosta?
Mm-hmm.
Let your agent do that. You just sit back in the weeds and, hey, yeah, man, you know, it's tough negotiation, but they really like you, Lamar. They really like you. I believe we're going to get the deal done, as opposed to you hearing it firsthand, or you ain't that good. We don't believe long-term you can stay healthy. And so this deal might look good for 1 or 2 years for us, for you, but then 3, 4, 5, it's going to be horrible because you're going to be nicked because of your style of play. Kim, you don't want to hear that. You don't. So I'm not surprised by anything that transpired yesterday. I'm not transpired by any of these losing organizations saying we're not interested in a winning quarterback. That's why you're in the position that you're in.
Okay. I hear everything you just said. I love everything you just said. You once played for this franchise.
I did.
And for years and years and years, I have considered this franchise, even though it's not a cornerstone NFL franchise, as one of the classiest and smartest franchises in football.
Right.
Until now. I'm not even a Ravens fan, and I am more offended by the day and how they're treating this still very young quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson is all of 26 years of age. He has now played 5 seasons in this league. He actually, in his third season, won the MVP, the most valuable player of the National Football League, by leading it in touchdown passes. And this is the way he is being treated.
Mm-hmm.
They are shaming him worse and worse and worse.
Right.
They're not saying completely no to him, but they're not saying yes either.
Exactly.
They're playing it somewhere in the middle. And this may be like the worst cliche I've ever reached for, but there's the old cliche about you can't be a little bit pregnant.
Yes.
It's like Baltimore wants to be just a little bit pregnant, but they don't want to be a lot pregnant.
No, but you're still
pregnant.
Yes. You all
do
in,
you
y'all.
Want him or not?
Is that simple?
Do you want to go all in or not? Because you can't play it right down the middle and say, no, 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 yes. No, no, no,
right.
no, yes. No, no,
right.
no, 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 no. Because they're basically just saying no to Lamar Jackson. And trust me, wherever he sits right now, he is not happy.
Oh, absolutely not.
Because they just shamed him by sticking with the non-exclusive tag. And it was smart on their part, I guess, because they just said, do we want to pay him 45 with exclusive or 32? They just paid him $32 million on the day it was announced that Daniel Jones of the New York Football Giants, Danny Dimes, as he's sometimes sarcastically called, got his money.
Yes.
At least by his standards, he got his money.
Yeah.
They gave him 4 years, $160 million. That's $40 million a year. It's not Aaron Rodgers' money.
Right.
It's not Deshaun money. But it's pretty good for
him?
Daniel Jones. For Daniel Jones, because we were all going into last year ready to write him off. And God bless
they
that.
They were also.
They were too. And God bless that young man. He got a new head coach and a sort of a new offensive mind.
Yep.
And a big brother figure. And all of a sudden, he maxed out.
Yes.
What you got last year was the best you're ever going to get from Danny Dimes.
Yes.
Is it enough to go win a Super Bowl? I doubt it.
So do
am I impressed with his improvement? Yes, I am.
Yes.
But is he that guy? No, he's not that
right.
guy. Is Lamar Jackson that guy? You better believe
right.
he is, because I saw it with my own two eyes. I couldn't see it in Louisville. I'll be the first to say I couldn't see that.
Right.
Because nobody could see that except maybe Ozzie Newsome. I don't know who.
So you said how much is that now? $32
million? Mm-hmm.
Geno Smith made $35 a year.
$35 a year. Okay, so Geno. And again, I keep saying about Seattle. Do they really believe Geno can take them to the Super Bowl? They do not. He is stopgap at best, and he's another one who I thought was a bust,
yeah.
and he maxed out last year. He can't play better than he played last year.
Yeah, I don't know how he played better than what he played
okay?
last year.
Okay, and they slipped into the back door of the playoffs,
right.
and then they got their doors blown off,
mm-hmm.
because that's you're just going to get to go that far, and Pete Carroll said yesterday, we're still open. We're still in the quarterback market. We may still want to draft one of those young quarterbacks
right.
if one falls to blah, 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 because
they're not taking no quarterback at three.
Okay.
You just gave a guy $105 million with like 52 in the first year.
Yeah.
Skip, you're not drafting a quarterback in the third spot. You think
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about
if
that.
If CJ's drafted.
I don't think they're committed long term to
Oh, Gino. No.
But the point is, here is poor Lamar Jackson. For 25 months, as you point out, he has been in a contractual tug of war with the franchise for which he feels like he has lived and died.
Right.
And yes, he's proud. Yes, he's tough-minded. Yes, he's – because this is gamer baller that you're talking about
absolutely.
Here. And he felt so wronged by his franchise because he said, I gave you all I had.
Mm-hmm.
I won an MVP. I can't defend the playoff. He's 1-3 in the postseason,
right.
but I can sure defend the regular season because he's 45-16.
Skip, but there have been a lot of guys that's gotten money that's in the playoffs.
I got it.
Kyler Murray got paid. He won no playoff game.
None. Zero. 45-16. It's way better than Kyler Murray has been in Arizona.
Yes.
45-16. And by the way, without him, when he hasn't played, they've gone 3-9 because that's what's going to happen
exactly.
without him. He is clearly the leader. He is the playmaker. And I'm saying, how can't you see fit to go forward with him? Well, clearly, they don't trust his
long-term
health. That's all. It's just about long-term health. Is he a conventional quarterback? Is he prototypical? Nope, not quite. But listen, you can't win MVP if you can't throw the football. And he led the league in touchdown passes.
Yeah,
he did that.
Right.
Right? That's
Probably when you should have sold him up.
You should have.
Right after his third year, he wins the MVP, Skip.
You should have.
Now you do a long-term deal, and we're not approaching $50 million. And we don't know anything about a quarter of a billion dollar guaranteed contract.
Okay.
But because you procrastinated, and you waited, and you waited. Did you not just look at Jerry Jones and the situation that he had with Dak Prescott? He ended up playing another $40, $50 million more than he could have or should have, only because why? He was stubborn. He wanted to wait and wait. The prices for the quarterback, Skip, it's the only position. It ain't never coming down. The salary cap went up, and so you think the players are like, hold on, y'all gonna make more money,
yeah.
but somehow you want to give us less money? Come on.
Okay, so they keep playing PR tennis with Lamar because they keep trying to put the ball back in his court. So what did Eric DaCosta, the sort of new GM, because Ozzie's been sort of, he's upstairs.
He was upstairs,
yeah. Eric DaCosta's statement was, we will continue to negotiate in good faith with Lamar, and we are hopeful that we can strike a long-term deal that is fair to both Lamar and the Ravens. No.
Yeah.
I'm a big baloney.
No.
I'm not buying it.
No. The situation is you don't want a fair deal. You want both of you to feel like you've been had.
Yeah.
That's when you know you got a great deal. They're like, man, Lamar said, man, I probably should have got another $25 million. Man, they got me. The Ravens like, man, we should have paid like $30 million less. He got us. That's when you know you got a good deal. But, Skip, I don't know. I mean, he's not going to take Kyler Murray's money when he's been better than Kyler.
Yeah.
He's not going to take Russell Wilson when he's been better than Russ.
Or Dak Prescott.
Dak, no,
he's better than
not.
Dak. He's better than Dak Prescott. I would take him over Dak right here, right now.
None of these guys have the MVP on their mantle.
They don't. Okay, so now they've said, we're going to dangle you out there, and we dare somebody to come and give us two first-round picks. We dare you, whoever you are, to come and give him more than Deshaun money.
Right.
Okay, so I'm looking at all these teams that are without a quarterback. And to your point that you made, I'll start with Atlanta and Carolina, the two neediest. They're fools if they don't jump on this.
Yeah.
This is like, thank you, God. This is like, yeah, would I give two firsts for right now? I would do it. Would I give him a little beyond Deshaun, whatever the market money is? Yes, I would. I'd do it right now because he will change your life.
Yes.
But to your point, I have to read yesterday, Atlanta is not interested and Carolina is not interested and Miami is not interested.
Can you imagine Lamar Jackson in Atlanta? It's the reincarnation of Mike Vick.
It's such a home run. It's such a fit. Washington, they struggle for years and years. They don't have a quarterback. And yet, they're right down the freeway. They're what's about 45 minutes away.
Yep.
Well, they just they got Eric Bieniemy to come and say, okay, I'm going to show you, NFL, I can run my own offense. Okay, well, go get Lamar. Do that. I don't know if Eric Bieniemy loves Lamar or not.
Right.
But again, he's a made man. I know what he can do. I know. And listen, if you give him his money, I know what then he'll really do. Because you want to talk about recommitted for somebody with chip on both shoulders.
Yep. Whew. I agree with you, Skip. And it's just frustrating for him. And he's like, I don't really know what else I can do. I've done everything that I can do. I've gone out there and played injured. And this is what we do know. We can speculate about this and how much he wants. This is what we do know. When he got hurt, they were two games up in the division.
Yeah.
That's all I know. With Cincinnati and Joe Burrow and Chase and all those guys, and when the Steelers were doing it in Cleveland, whatever else you want to say, all the Deshaun making all his money, Joe Burrow playing out of his mind, they had a two-game lead within the division. And when he went out, guess what? They didn't make the playoffs. That's what we know. Now, we can skip how much he wants, how much they're willing to give, how can he stay healthy. All that is speculation and conjecture.
Yep.
What is not is the fact was they were in the division lead with Lamar Jackson before Lamar Jackson got hurt.
Okay. I got it. So I'm going to keep going down the list. There's the Las Vegas Raiders. They need a gate attraction. They need, again, is he Josh McDaniel's cup of tea? I have no idea, but
hell, he drafted Tim Tebow. Not a cup of pot.
Okay, here we go. I agree. Plus, he's marquee. He's must-see.
Yeah.
He's
entertainment. Entertainment capital of the world.
I think it is. Yep. And finally, I get down to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, no longer Tom Brady's team.
Right.
Listen, they're in trouble. With Kyle Trask, go get Lamar. If you want to resell your franchise to that community, go get Lamar Jackson. And I'm watching. I'm on the edge of my seat again because you've replaced Tom Brady with Lamar Jackson. I'm all eyes.
They're going to have to get rid of some more contracts, Skip. They're way over the cap.
Well, they did, but they cut Donovan Smith yesterday. They're starting to just hack it away.
They're going to need to cut some more people. And what they're going to do is Tristan Wirth, he's got to be coming up pretty soon, Skip.
Yeah, he does. But again, I don't think the cupboard's empty.
No. And Devin White?
Yeah.
He's going to want some money.
Yeah. Lavonte David's a free agent, so they might lose him because he's still got some gas in that tank.
Yes,
he played pretty well last year. Okay, so how did it come to this for the franchise you played for? It's mind-blowing to me because now it would be, let's say it plays out. Let's say he doesn't have anybody jump in and make an offer for him. Okay, he's got to sign the tender at some point and – knowing Lamar and what happened last year, because he was not into playing for the Ravens until it was game night and game time. And by the way, speaking of Tampa Bay, I forgot to mention that Thursday night game. Do you remember what he did at Tampa?
He
tore them apart.
He did.
Okay. So they saw it firsthand. So my point is.
And what did he do after the game? Remember, he went and got the sign?
He went and got the sign. Yeah.
He autographed the sign.
That's funny. Okay. So the point is, if he signs his tender, will he – listen, I think this has extreme holdout potential now.
Oh, absolutely.
He's going to say, you're going to pay me $32 million when I deserve $60 million?
Right.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is making this year, he's scheduled to make $60 million.
Correct.
Maybe it's for the Jets. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But the point is that Lamar's not going to be happy with this.
No.
And knowing his history, he's one who's just going to stand on his own 2 feet. And again, there's no agent buffer here, like right. you said. And he's just going to say, I don't want to play for right. you anymore. The blood is bad. I told you yesterday, it's not like the bridge is on fire. It feels like it's smoldering embers right. between these
yeah.
two now.
I totally agree, Skip. But I'm trying to find, at what point did the Ravens love Lamar Jackson the most? If you don't give him a contract when you love him the most, Skip, if you don't marry your significant other when things are at their best,
yeah, that's
you fact. Think you're going to get mad if all of a sudden y'all start bickering and fighting and yelling and screaming at each other and one of you don't come home, the other don't come home? Mm. It's not going to get any better, Skip. He's not going to be able to play better than what he played in his MVP season.
No.
And you wouldn't do it. And, Skip, the thing is, they keep – give me just a second. I'm sorry, people. Mm-hmm. No, Skip got me in here. Skip, tell you I keep it cold in here.
Yeah.
Skip, you don't need 32 teams. Lamar Jackson needs one team. Skip, when I got let go by CBS and everybody kept saying, well, ain't nobody want him. NBC doesn't want him. ESPN doesn't want him. This one doesn't want him. I needed one network. Mm. FS1 said, we want you. That's all I needed. I didn't need ESPN to want me. I didn't need this one to want me or that one to want me. I needed one, and I got the one to step forward. All Lamar Jackson needs is one team to say, we want him. Damn with the other 30. Yeah. Or the 27 or whoever don't want him. You just need one. It's like a relationship. Mm-hmm. Man, he ain't the best looking something. She ain't the best looking something. Mm-hmm. I just need one somebody to say, he that wants something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, there we go. That's all Lamar
to
Jackson
your point,
needs.
I'm looking at about nine of them who should be saying, I can't wait. I can't get in line fast enough.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's so hard to land a quarterback in this league. And I know some of them are falling in love with the kids they're about to draft. Okay,
I get this, Skip.
It's still not an exact science. As much as I love Bryce Young, is it a done deal that he's going to be a superstar?
No, but I think the thing was, Skip, you'll see if they don't like him, take that tag off him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When people say, oh, I'm trying to sell this house and they got it for 50. Mark Wahlberg, he moved to Las Vegas, sold his house. Mm-hmm. He had the house originally listed for $87 million. Mm. It sold for a little less than $33 million. You see? Mm. Somebody wanted it. Drop the price. You don't think somebody wants something, drop the price. Mm. If you don't think nobody wants Lamar Jackson, take that tag off it. Mm.
Did you bid for Mark's house?
Hell no.
Okay.
Bid for what? The backyard, the guest house?
I think he built a golf hole in the backyard.
I definitely don't need that.
Mm, okay.
I don't even need a pool. I don't need none of that.
Really?
No.
Okay. Well, and Dallas.
Oh, you need a pool? You'll be
selling? No, I don't need a pool. I need Lamar in Dallas. I would take him right now. Unfortunately, I'm stuck.
I don't know if you're going to be able to go to Dallas. I don't know if you're going to. They're going to vote you out of the Cowboy Club.
I think they might vote me mayor because I think Cowboy Nation is on my side about this because I think they're done with Dak.
Yeah, I think they're going to vote you out of the Cowboy Club.
No, they're not.
You don't think so?
You're the one who doesn't get the Christmas decorations.
You know what? Ever since I started messing with you,
yep.
All the Christmas decorations, I had all these nice big old.
I know, big old.
Yes!
Cowboy. Yep.
You see what you started? See what you caused?
Mm-hmm.
You proud of yourself?
Yep, I am.
I don't get Christmas decorations. He proud.
Excellent points, guys. And you know what? A lot of former players agree with you. J.J. Watt, Ryan Clark, Robert Griffin III. They've all been tweeting the same thing, echoing y'all's sentiments. We'll see how this one plays out. Mm. All right, when we come back on Undisputed, gentlemen, let's go over to the association, shall we? Are the Lakers proving to be a threat in the West after all?
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And
I won't back down.
Anthony Davis dropped 30 points and snagged 22 boards in the Lakers' 112-103 victory over the Grizzlies last night. This is the second straight W for the Lakers. If the play-in tournament started today, they'd be in. They're sitting at 9th in the West. All right, Shannon, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big of an actual threat are your Lakers?
Skip, why you do this?
I don't do anything.
Yeah, you did. Did you?
Well, just say 0.
No, a threat. A threat to do what?
To win the West. Win the West.
Skip, no team is a threat with just one superstar. What we see in the NBA currently are teams are trying to get at least 2. Some teams are trying to get 3.
Are you saying LeBron is no longer a superstar?
We don't know if and when LeBron is coming back. You're assuming.
I do assume he can come back by the playoffs.
They're saying we will reevaluate LeBron in 3 weeks. Okay, what if during the evaluation it's not gotten any better? Is LeBron coming back? No.
Honestly, nobody knows.
Okay, so let's deal. The game last night, Anthony Davis, this is what gets you upset makes people upset with AD, a lot of people. It's because you see this, Skip. I actually thought he was going for a 40-30 game. The way he started the first quarter, Skip, with 13-9.
Yep.
And then he got a freak injury tried to punch the ball.
He got raked. Yep.
And he ends up missing like 8-9 minutes of the second quarter. And then second and third quarters, he only had like 6 or 7 points. And then he turns it on in the fourth quarter. And what he can do is, Skip, that you see him, he takes the ball off the rim on one end. He brings it up the court and dimes it to Hachimura.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's capable of.
Absolutely.
He gets down on the block. Now, that ain't just anybody that he's giving business to. That's Jaren Jackson.
He leads the league in block shots.
He's probably the front runner, one of the front runners for the defensive player of the year.
Agreed.
And Anthony Davis gives him 30 and 22.
He does.
He's capable of that.
Yep.
That's what should be. That shouldn't be like, man, AD had a monster game. All of his games should be monster. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be surprised. We should be surprised when he doesn't give us a monster game. Not when he does, because he has that kind of ability, Skip, 6'10.5", feathery smooth, can take it off the rim at one end, bring it up on the other, dime it.
Because he was a guard in high school.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he grew like 8 inches.
Yes,
right?
You see, now his mid-range is back, and he's hitting that with like ease.
Mm-hmm.
He can get down on post, drop step you, up and under, dunk it, lay it. I can run the floor. We see him run the floor. Dime, he lays it in the basket. He has that kind of ability. It's just frustrating that sometimes he don't play hard.
Mm.
I think right now with LeBron being out, Tupac's on, all eyes on me.
Mm-hmm.
All eyes are on
him. Okay, but sometimes all eyes are on him and you can't find him.
Yeah. Skip, we've seen it. We've seen him give you 55 and 17.
Yep.
We see him give you 12 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good enough.
Not acceptable.
If you tell me LeBron is coming back and he's 85, 90%, and Anthony Davis is going to play like this, they'll come out of the West.
They'll win the West.
It'll be them and Phoenix in the Western Conference Finals.
All right, that's what I'm saying. You go.
But
okay, it's the big X factor on LeBron.
Yes.
They're giving him more and more time to try to get right.
Yes.
If he can come back, at least he'll be revitalized.
Right.
I don't know that his ankle's going to be any better or his foot's going to be any better. But if he is completely revitalized, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of how they went into the bubble. They got, what was it, like?
5 months.
But how long off?
Yeah, what I'm saying, 5 months.
Was it early
February, March, April, okay. May, June. Yeah. They didn't start back up until
then
July.
Then they play a few regular season tune-up games,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden they go into the tournament,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Okay? Well, this is starting to smell like that in a good way. Like the aroma of this is setting up where, Shannon, you realize they have now 7 of the next 9 at home. They've had a couple home games already. They've won. They beat Golden State, and then they beat Memphis.
Right.
7 of the next 9 are at home. These are winnable games. They got Toronto, then they got the Knicks. I don't know if Jalen Brunson is going to be back. They lost last night without him. They got Dallas. That'll be tough. But then they got Orlando. Then they got Durant. That'll be tough. But Oklahoma City.
Which would be tough.
Okay. Listen. They're a handful. I'm saying, but teams are starting to look at your roster as that'll be tough because it's so different than it was. I'm going to reiterate. I'm going to restate my opinion. Shannon, the greatest thing that happened to this year's team was you got out from under the cloud that was Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
It's so different now. The feeling. And you know what? I love Pat Bev. I love him off the court. He's a good guy. But you got out from under his shenanigans, because his shenanigans, there's too much smoke and mirrors on defense. There's too much of what Russ called, remember when Russ said about Pat Beth, he just tricked y'all on defense. Well, in a lot of ways, he does. The Lakers don't trick y'all on defense anymore. Do you realize since the trade deadline, they're a top five defensive team? Mm-hmm. Why is that? Because the unsung hero here, the steal of the trade deadline, was Jared Vanderbilt. And I do love his last name, Jared Vanderbilt. He plays extremely high-level defense.
Yep.
He is setting the tone on that end for everybody. AD is following along because AD can block shots with the best of them, with Jaren Jackson, right?
Yeah, two last night.
Hachimura can play defense. Austin Reeves will get up in you on defense.
Yep.
I'm looking at this roster. You got Troy Brown shooting threes. You got Malik Beasley, who can just shoot the lights out.
But
he can. He is highly capable. Mm-hmm. Dennis Schroeder can be your closer. I know he runs hot and cold, but I just like his energy. He gives you energy and playmaking. And then I mentioned Hachimura and Austin Reeves. Lonnie Walker can jump out of the gym and shoot threes. He's a little bit streaky. Wenyen Gabriel comes in and gives you extreme effort. And then what is Darvin Ham calling Anthony Davis? He calls him Wilt Davis, as in Wilt Chamberlain, and he was asked about it last night, and Darvin joked, Wilt, that was full-blown Wilt Davis. He's playing like a monster.
Yes.
I'll give you monster. We've seen it before. We're seeing it again. The number I love the best was the 22, as in rebounds.
Yes.
When somebody has 22 rebounds, that means they are full-on engaged.
Yeah. Skip, but you remember the other night? He had 5 rebounds.
I know.
AD. How you going from 5 to 22?
It's just some nights you have to lock in. You have to turn up your temperature.
Yep.
You have to be ready to compete at the highest level.
Yes.
And listen, I know there's no jaw, but Jaren Jackson and Xavier Tillman are no joke.
Yeah, big presence inside.
You better be ready because they are coming for you. And you saw what the Grizz did almost to the Clippers the other night.
They had a 16-point lead.
They should have closed it, but they didn't. And Tyus Jones is no joke. And, you know, they come with guys off the bench who can all shoot it. And so the defense, Shannon, they're playing at a high level on the end of the floor
defensive end. They are.
Okay, so you got that going. There's no more Westbrook, no more Pat Bev. And all of a sudden, I look at this, and I am not joking when I say that Rob Pelinka, if you just look at his deadline deals, that's in the running.
Yeah.
That's in the conversation for executive of the year.
Can I ask you a question, though? Can you go assure me that Hachimura and Reeves and Schroeder going to give me 17 and Troy Brown Jr. going to make 3 of 6 from the three?
I think pretty regularly, pretty consistently, I can assure you of that, because they feed off each other. I also like their IQ. They play basketball the right way. Darvin Ham has got them playing. I don't like what happened against Minnesota. Minnesota is pretty good. They're iffy. They got blown out last night by Philadelphia. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But I didn't like the way they didn't close the game last Friday night against Minnesota at home.
Right.
That's the one glitch in this.
Yes, yes.
Okay. But I did love the way they did against Golden State. And then again, last night, you realize they finished the game last night on a 24-9 run. And it wasn't all Anthony. It was everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody had a hand in it. And when everybody has a hand, it's hard to beat these guys. All I am saying is, with these home games coming up, if you could win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay.
5-2.
If you win 5, you need to go 5-2 in these games. I don't know when LeBron's coming back, but if by chance, Shannon Sharp, if your man LeBron can come back and start playing with the bounce and the vengeance that we started seeing on his birthday night in Atlanta as he started to approach Kareem's all-time scoring record, if you can get pretty much that LeBron going into the postseason. Remember, they vaulted all the way up to the ninth seed. So they're
2 games out of 5.
Okay, so it's right there for the taking, and they're starting to gel and click. Well, if you get LeBron to join right on schedule, and let's say you're not even in the play-in. What if you are let's say you finish the 6th seed where you don't have to mess with the play-in tournament. Look out above.
Yeah.
If I'm Denver and I'm the 1 seed and I have to, I wind up having to play the Lakers in the first round, I'm not real content with that.
Nor should they be.
No, seriously. Because if you add LeBron to the mix and he can go, and he can go at the level we saw him going up to the Kareem record, somebody upstairs up above you is going to be in trouble. And I think you agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, they're the highest since they started the season 2-10, Skip. It's like AD said it's good, but we're not satisfied. We don't want to stop there. We want to get greedy.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
You keep playing like you playing.
Okay. And I saw something the other day, last night on the Bleacher Report. There's a ranking system that it suddenly ranks the Lakers post-trade deadline as the sixth deepest team in the league. Well, right. I don't know if you can go that far, but they're way deeper than they used to be.
Right.
That's all I know. Right. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if it's true they are the sixth deepest, if you add the guy you call the king and the goat to that mix, look out.
I mean, Skip, they beat Memphis on the glass last night, 57.
Killed them. Just
57
hammered
to 45.
Them. Okay, they hammered them. They got the ingredients, Shannon. All of a sudden, the sky's clear.
Yeah, but see, I check back with me when LeBron is clear.
Okay. All right. I will. We will. I hear you. Maybe it'll be sooner than you think it'll be.
Might need to make a call, get them playoff tickets.
Okay. There you go. I think I just talked you into it. I want to see Shannon Sharp at courtside. That's what I want to see.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah. I will be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think you're going to be there, and I think you're going to be happy with what you see.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is a race.
I know you didn't see this coming
in the West, guys.
No, but I think I saw it before you did.
Flippin' Bats with Ben Verlander is your only place for the World Baseball Classic coverage. Hi, I'm Ben Verlander, host of Flippin' Bats.
And I'm Alex Curry, co-host of Flippin' Bats. From Taiwan to Phoenix and Miami, we'll be providing you daily updates on all the action taking place in this year's WBC.
So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure to like and subscribe us at Flippin' Bats.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
According to reports, the Jets flew out to California to meet with Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Ooh, face to face. The Jets were given permission from the Packers to talk with Rodgers because, of course, he's still under contract in Green Bay. Rodgers' former offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, he's now the OC for the Jets. Reportedly, he's in that group that met with Rodgers. All right, Shannon, can you see Aaron Rodgers suiting up as the Jets quarterback next season?
This seems like the most logical destination for Aaron Rodgers. It seems like the most logical situation. It seems like a match pairing made ideal for each other. And plus, that's what former Packer quarterbacks do. They go to the Jets, right? Brett Favre and not Aaron Rodgers. Skip, Woody Johnson, the CEO, owner of the Jets, has made it abundantly clear he wants a veteran quarterback. He's also made it abundantly clear, Skip, I'm willing to make a huge financial investment in getting a veteran quarterback. Mm-hmm. Team officials made it abundantly clear that in recent weeks that Zach Wilson, drafted number 2 overall in 2021, isn't considered a primary starting option. They believe that they are a playoff contending, serious, deep run playoff team with a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, with those corners with Sauce Gardner, Quinny Williams, C.J. Mosley, front to back.
Agreed.
They really good.
I hear you.
You see Garrett Wilson was Offensive Rookie of the Year. They got some players
on that.
C.J. Uzama, they got players on that side.
Yep.
Now they said, the quarterback was just holding us back.
Okay.
I believe it's the right thing to do. I think it's the only thing to do. Now, what's going to be the compensation? Woody Johnson is in that contingent that went. Obviously, Robert Saleh, head coach.
Yep.
Nathaniel Hackett, who he's very familiar with, who's going to be the offensive coordinator. Joe Douglas, the general manager. So all the right people are in the brigade that's heading out to try and woo Aaron Rodgers.
I assume they're out here in Malibu because that's where Aaron has a house.
Okay, well, wherever they were, where they go,
yep.
Hey, But, you know, I don't know how you feel about Johnson & Johnson. You know, Skip, they did have old vaccine or something.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Is that going to be a problem? It would be no problem for me. Just because I, hey, $59 million. You got $59 million on you right now, Mr. Johnson?
So what is it going to cost? Yeah.
And he has more than $59 million. Skip, I don't see how the deal doesn't get done. The thing now is, I think the thing is with the Jets and Green Bay working out the compensation, the money is not going to be a problem. Yep. And the Jets feel that they're a quarterback away from being a serious team. I think they'll get this done.
So the Jets had to sit back last year. They're trying Zach Wilson and failing. And then they try Mike White. And it flashes here and there, and then it doesn't. They even had to go to Flucco, as in Joe Flacco. And they had to watch the rival team in the city go to the playoffs with Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, and Daniel got his money yesterday. God bless him. So the Jets sit back and they say, you know, in the big picture, the biggest picture, we really haven't had that quarterback since Joe Namath back in the 60s, late 60s, right. Early 70s, right?
Yeah.
Because they had Richard Todd, they had Vinny.
Boomer was there for a year or two. The guy that they took in 80 and 84. Skip. In 83 with the draft with Elway, Marino. Mm-hmm. They took a quarterback also high in the draft. I forget his name.
Oh, yeah. I'll think of it.
Oh, yeah.
But they did have, I mentioned Chad Pennington. You mentioned Brett Favre was for a minute, and then he got hurt.
Right.
And they had Mark Sanchez, and then they had Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. So my point is, it's Aaron Bleepin' Rodgers.
Yes.
It's how many MVPs? Four?
Four.
Yeah, four MVPs. He's 39.
Right.
He makes $60 million. He's a blame-deflecting, finger-pointing diva from Green Bay who is just he has really come up smaller and smaller in the postseason, but he's still Aaron Bleepin' Rodgers.
Right.
You can sell it. You can certainly sell it against Daniel Jones, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So I got no issue, and it would make sense for me for them to go and get him, but to stonewall and play hardball with Green Bay, because Green Bay's got no leverage, because they've made it pretty clear they have telegraphed a la Jerry Jones the fact that they want to get up out from under
Skip,
Aaron Rodgers.
You in a relationship, and one of them says, you know, I don't care if you talk to somebody else.
Yeah.
I think they're ready to move on. I think when somebody say, well, hey, I heard they was, oh, I'm good. That's fine, girl, please.
Yep.
Oh, whatever it is, what it is.
Yep.
Well, I think when they gave Aaron Rodgers, it's okay for you to talk to other teams. I think they made it abundantly clear.
Yep.
They're ready to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Your services will no longer be required here.
I agree.
I think, Skip, this is the perfect situation. And it's funny how this, remember, they took Aaron Rodgers because they got tired of Brett Favre always contemplating retirement. They took Jordan Love because they got tired of Aaron Rodgers contemplating, and then they said, well, your play has dropped off.
Yep.
And then every time, you know, I don't know how much longer I want to do this. Ooh, man, the sun might not shine tomorrow, so I don't know. Oh, but hold me.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, and the final irony here is that it feels like Nathaniel Hackett's mission in life is to make Aaron Rodgers laugh and keep him happy,
right?
Because he got hired as a head coach for your Denver Broncos, and it's pretty clear to me that the whole point was we're going to go get Aaron Rodgers,
yes.
And then you didn't get Aaron Rodgers. You got Russell Wilson, and it was a bad idea. It was
right.
A bad fit, and Nathaniel was completely overmatched,
yes,
in over his head. He's a good guy. He's son of my close friend Paul Hackett,
right.
But still. The Jets telegraphed that they went and hired him as their whatever it is, you know,
offensive coordinator.
I guess, quarterback coach, whatever he's supposed to
right.
be. But he's the Aaron Rodgers connection.
Yes. Okay,
so he's part of this contingent to go sell Aaron. Final question is, biggest picture question, does Aaron really want the pressure of being a savior in New York for the Jets?
I just want to see when he doesn't play well and that New York media start asking the question.
Yep.
Because you're not in Green Bay anymore.
No.
And they don't lob softball questions because, they're gonna be relentless with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Skip, how many talk shows and radio shows do you think they're in New York compared to Green Bay and Madison and Ashwaubenon and Appleton?
I got it. Let's not belittle or disrespect the Milwaukee Green Bay media, because I think they're pretty tough, but they're not that.
Listen,
the New York media isn't tough. It's just completely unfair.
Right.
I mean, they will rip and they will slash. And
I think sometimes that's their sole purpose.
Yeah.
We got this reputation.
Yeah.
We got to keep, we got to live up to it. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
It feels like it's going to happen, but I am still very curious. Does Aaron really want this to happen? Because he doesn't have a no trade, but he has the advantage of saying, well, I'll
man,
just
that man
retire.
Got 59.3 million. He ain't going, no, he ain't.
Mm-hmm. Going to walk away?
No. And guess what? He going to be back next year to collect the other 50 million that he's due.
Okay. If I'm the Jets in compensation, I don't offer more than a third round pick.
Yes.
Seriously. We'll give you a three.
Right.
Because we're taking him off your hands because you want out from
right.
under.
Right. You don't want him.
Right.
And he knows he's not wanted there anymore.
Right. And I think the Jets know he's not worth $60 million next year.
You got no choice.
But you just got to do it.
You got no choice.
You got to take the plunge.
Right.
Yep.
At least, Skip, I'm going to shoot for the stars at least for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I have him under contract for the next 2 years.
You do.
I'm going to shoot for the stars.
Okay. And in that division, you got a shot with Aaron. I still think I'm not completely sold on Buffalo. They're going to lose some free agents.
Yes.
And
how healthy will Von Miller be upon his return?
I agree.
That's going to be huge. I think Poirier is up.
He's free.
Free.
Yep. He's one of the top free agents to me. Yep.
So that's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But offensively, Skip, you see, I heard they're in the running for Buffalo, for Derrick Henry.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Here they go.
So, but I think, Skip, the Jets don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. It's not like I had a choice in the matter, Skip.
Yeah. Well, Aaron's worn green, but not that kind of green, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Be a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers?
I would say yes.
I would, too.
Yep.
I would, too.
I don't think they'll go very far.
I think I would genuinely.
That,
you know the team to beat.
Enjoy.
Yeah. They're in the Midwest. The team to beat is in the Midwest.
Mm.
And their quarterback is 27 years old.
Wait, in the Midwest, do you consider Texas in the Midwest?
They don't. What, Texas? First of all, nobody from Texas is in the AFC, is in the AFC East.
Guys, I think I would genuinely enjoy the sparring match between Aaron Rodgers and the New York media.
Me
that
too.
Would be must-see television all day long.